Recorded Books presents Christmas in Spite of You by K.C. Mills, narrated by Ebony Ford and Tony Roberts.
Noel. Well, I was sweating, literally sweating, because this was the make it or break it moment, and I needed this, like really, really needed this. Noel, open the email. Waiting isn't going to change the response. I narrowed my eyes at Simone, my very best friend, who, at the moment, was being a pain in my... Give me that, she demanded. Before I was able to object, she confiscated my laptop. Once she dragged it across the counter and I could no longer stall, I closed my eyes, waiting for the final nail in the coffin. My coffin. It was coming. I felt it by the way my stomach knotted. She said, and wasn't good. They said no, didn't they? My voice released barely above a whisper, and my heart sank to the pit of my stomach. Not exactly. I snatched my laptop back and read the email. Thank you so much for the design layouts you sent. We are at the year's end and would like some additional time to review the layouts before we make our final decision. One of our executives will be in touch at the start of the new year. We look forward to working with you, and happy holidays. Happy holidays to you too, jerks. This said no, Simone. I slammed my laptop closed and my shoulders deflated. But, as usual, my overly supportive best friend wouldn't allow me to sulk. She quickly rounded the counter and placed her hands on my shoulders. It's not a no. It's a, we're too lazy to decide before the holiday. We'll be sending you a contract and more than generous offer the first week of January. Right, I groaned, not believing one word of the overly optimistic pitch. I stepped around Simone and entered my living room, flopping onto the sofa, where I lifted a pillow and covered my face to muffle the coming scream. Once I finished, Simone snatched it from my face and loomed over me, arms folded over her chest. She had that look, the one that meant I was about to be lectured. Save it, please, I groaned. Absolutely not. You will not sit here and self-destruct or sulk, whichever of the two you're personally choosing at the moment. Both? Then no and no. Denied. You can't deny a person self-destruction or sulking, Simone. Actually, I can. She sat next to me and inched closer. I lifted my head and allowed it to rest on her lap. It's not the end of the world, Noel. Just a minor setback. You'll be fine. Your business will be thriving in no time. You have to believe that. I do believe my business will thrive. Otherwise, I wouldn't have dumped all my savings into taking this leap of faith. I'm not the one who needs to be convinced. My mounting bills need that pep talk. If I don't start making money soon, I'm going to be homeless. I was really counting on this contract to hold me over until the first of the year. Now what am I going to do? You're going to put on your big girl pants and use what you have. I glanced up at Simone, who was staring back in a way that meant I wouldn't like what she was about to say. No. Whatever you're thinking, don't think it, because my answer is no. Can you at least hear me out first? She smiled mischievously. And I groaned, lifting from my current position and shifting until I was seated with my legs tucked and crossed at the ankles in front of me. I flicked my wrist to signal for Simone to continue. She got up and traveled back to the kitchen, returned with my laptop, which she opened, and began typing something, turning it to me shortly after. Not happening, I declared, when I realized what the plan was. I was looking at the shared space profile she'd created for me a few weeks ago. I'd agreed to consider it as a last resort, but why not? You need the money, Noel. I frowned, shaking my head and pointing at the screen. I know I need the money, but that's just weird.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?